make one non-lethal or non-problematic and 10 more show up. Sure. So in that sense, if you look at the bigger picture, it's not a cure. A cure is there are less diseases than there used to be. But there aren't less diseases than there used to be. There's just better management, better control, even cure for some, and then new ones arrive. And this is another, to me, evidence, another clue about how the mirage works. The mirage is always trying to convince us that it's different than it used to be, that things are improving. And these statements on my part, I don't believe in any way, or I don't certainly mean them, and they may sound that way, but I don't believe they're cynical, I don't believe they're pessimistic. I'm just trying to put on the table how it really looks to me. And in my way of thinking, it's just realistic. Somebody else may say, oh, that's too negative. But to me, more real is more positive, even if the reality isn't pleasant. My personal preference is I prefer what's real, even if it's less pleasant than the unreal. Now, somebody else may have a different bias. But my argument is that different bias is influenced by the mirage. And that until it's at least a little bit, at least for a moment, evident to a person that a mirage is going on, the argument for progress seems valid. Sounds like it can't really be shot down. And I'm not so much even trying to shoot it down as I am to point out to you how the deck is stacked against you, how there's a global idea going on now that the material is more real than the spiritual. And this is very different than the prevailing conceptual view for most of the history of the human race. In most places in the world, for most of recorded time, the spiritual was not trivialized. Most cultures were spiritually based. Even very materially advanced cultures. And there have been very materially advanced cultures before this one. So, it's a unique time, a unique epoch in the history of how human beings collectively view the meaning of life. It's the first time, and when I say the first time, I mean the last few hundred years. It's the first time that a majority of the people on the planet view life as primarily material. And that has resulted in an isolation that has never been seen before on this planet. Just think about how life is organized in our society. It's organized around a family. What's a family? A fiefdom. An independent unit living separately from everybody else. Everybody has to have their own refrigerator. Everybody has to have their own kitchen. Everybody has to have their own car. Everybody is duplicating what everybody else has and does. And it's tremendously, unbelievably inefficient. And everybody is working for the material benefit. Life is given to the material benefit. Your precious life is used to amass material benefit for this small unit. And then you graduate from that, you go out, get your own family, and you do the same thing all over again. And everybody's in this rat race, as they call it. And it is a rat race. And I'm not making an argument for socialism or communism or anything else. I'm just saying, I'm not making an argument for any political system. I'm just saying this is